WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A former employee of a College Station real estate company has been arrested on charges of keeping almost $90,000 in rent money meant for property owners. 49-year-old Lolita Lawler of Cedar Park was booked in the Brazos County Jail, then released last Friday after posting bond. According to the arrest report, Lawler took money from the owners of 7 homes between December 2016 and last June. Victims lost between $1,100 and $33,000. This week's College Station City Council meeting is tonight instead of Thursday. A light agenda includes a new agreement with Atmos Energy, which, if approved, means a rate reduction. Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says they're passing on savings due to federal tax reform.
Now that those taxes or that amount is lower, we're going to pass that savings on to the customers. That is not money that we are keeping within Atmos Energy. That is money that we are going to pass on to the customers.
According to the background information given to the city council, the rate reduction should begin later this month. Murphy says the reduction proposal has been submitted to the Madisonville and Centerville city councils. A Bryan School District committee and administrators have asked the school board to consider buying land for a new campus.
This afternoon, the Bryan board might vote on a property purchase. When school board president Mark McCall was asked if there are immediate plans to build a new school, he told WTAW News, quoting, "At this time, for the best interest of the district, I cannot expand upon the posted agenda items." After meeting behind closed doors, the board could authorize the superintendent to negotiate the purchase of land for a future school site. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More than 5% of Brazos County's more than 105,000 registered voters turned out for early voting for tomorrow's primary. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says of the 5,900 early voters, there were 4,100 Republicans and 1,800 Democrats. A reminder for some voters that there are two location changes for tomorrow's primary. Those who normally go to Aldersgate United Methodist Church will go to A&M Church of Christ, and those who normally go to the Brazos County Administration Building will vote at the new Elections Office, which is the old tax office. WTAW's coverage of local primary results begin tomorrow night after 7. College Station Police has made an arrest on charges of arson and child endangerment. 20-year-old Alexavian Wilson of Bryan is accused of turning on a kitchen stove to ignite oven mitts, then leaving his infant daughter inside the home. The February 17th fire took place in a fourplex on Alpine Circle, which is off Anderson and east of Lemon Tree Park. According to the arrest report, the fire followed an argument between Wilson and the mother of the infant over money. No injuries were reported. 4 Bryan men have been arrested on drug charges following a search of a home on Broadmoor between Lazy Lane and North Avenue. According to the arrest report, the search led to the seizure of more than 3 pounds of marijuana and smaller amounts of controlled substances. WTAW News has asked Bryan police for the street value of the drugs. One of 2 men arrested for possessing the marijuana denied being a dealer. The names and charges are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, I am Melissa Buis, and I am running for Brazos County District Clerk. Public service is my passion. My dad, Chris Jaloski, was a police officer with Bryan PD for 30 years, and he instilled in me the love for public service. I strongly believe that this passion and my 22 years with Brazos County make me the standalone candidate in running for Brazos County District Clerk. Please vote Melissa L. Buis for Brazos County District Clerk in the Republican primary.
Paid political advertisement by the Melissa L. Buis campaign.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Good morning, it's 712 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And the weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We may see a passing shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it's lots of cloudiness across the region. Temperatures today, they'll be somewhere between 75 and 80. Any showers or storms end tonight. Skies will clear after midnight, 45 to 50. Sunshine, a little cooler for tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear. We're cooler, 40 to 45. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs Wednesday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a whole bunch of stuff. We got Aggie men's hoops wrapping up the season on a high note on Saturday. Aggie women's hoops finished the SEC women's tournament. Did not win the championship, but still put together a pretty good run. Now they wait for the NCAA tournament to be announced. Also on the diamond, Aggie baseball and softball having good weekends in tournament play. All that more coming up in sports.
If you're packing lunch for your kids, it's cheese doodle day.
Cheese doodles.
You know, throw some whatever's in there. Well, mostly we see Cheetos around.
I just like the name cheese doodle.
Yeah, I like the idea. You know, where is it? You can get like this 3 gallon jug of cheese balls.
Yeah. I don't know. Walmart maybe
or Sam's or something like that. Yeah. Have that and leave that on your office.
Google cheese.
They never go bad.
Yeah. Googled cheese doodles and something popped up in images. Top 10 recipes made with cheese doodles. Chocolate covered cheese doodles.
Oh, that'd be
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, it keeps that, that powder
what
off.
What wouldn't you try, Zach?
Oh, and I completely forgot that we talked about this woman who surrounded herself with cheese doodles in the bathtub and took pictures.
Yeah. Pregnancy pictures.
Good for her. Hey, Roger Bannister died. Sir Roger Bannister. You know who that is?
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, it's kind of interesting because he was the first person to run under a four-minute mile, a sub-four-minute mile.
Oh, okay.
And as a result, he kind of became a famous guy. Anyway, he passed away at the age of 88. What's interesting is that the record itself only lasted about 49 days.
Oh, wow.
Somebody broke the record after that, but he
was the first.
He was still the first. And so kind of one of those names that went down in history because much like Bob Beamon with the long jump, people thought, well, we'll never be able to run a four-minute mile, a sub-four-minute mile. I don't even know what the world record is. What is the world record for the
mile?
Let's see.
If only there were
a way. You know, A&M recently had their first sub-four-minute mile.
Did they?
Alex Reba, yeah. He became the first Aggie to run under 4 minutes. Okay. 3 minutes, 59.12 seconds.
There you go.
Okay, I'm seeing 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
Okay, there you go.
By who? Does it have the name?
Yeah, it's something I can't pronounce.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What year was it?
Steve Brown. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Brown. I'm not sure.
Okay, 1954 anyway was when Bannister did it, so it's kind of interesting. All right, so if you remember last week, we talked about how the space agency has spent like $11 bazillion to put these satellites up now, because we're going to have a quantum leap in being able to forecast the weather.
Yes.
Which hopefully means they'll never get it wrong. But we're not sure. Nonetheless, just want to let you know that those satellites are up there doing a lot of good work for us. The ability to see poop from outer space has apparently led to the discovery of a previously unknown super colony of penguins.
Okay. Oh, I heard it. Yeah, I heard about this too. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, you've been busy this
weekend.
Yeah,
I've been Googling bunches.
Cheese doodles and penguins.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking 1.5 million penguins. That's like Happy Feet size.
Wow, yeah.
I wonder if they were dancing and singing together, like in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cute.
Time magazine says that professors from Stony Brook University in New York discovered the enormous colony when they noticed something strange about the NASA satellite imagery of the Danger Islands. Ooh, that's kind of
the danger. That's probably why nobody's seen them before. Nobody dares go to the Danger Islands.
Chain of nine islands off the northern tip of the Antarctic Peninsula. After heading to the remote island in December of 2015 to investigate, the researchers teamed up with the Massachusetts seabird ecologists and confirmed, in fact, bunches of penguins there.
Okay.
Bunches of penguins. So, here.
The penguins. So many penguins.
Got our penguin poop story.
Yeah, there. We had penguins up here. Luckily, they didn't poop.
You know,
that is true.
I can't tell you how many people have said something to me about that.
Oh,
about
really?
The penguins?
Yeah. Yeah, and I said, well, I didn't really get close to the penguins. I was pretty much
apparently KO got to pet them.
Well, interesting.
He got close enough.
So did Elisa.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
She was like
the penguin whisperer.
Yeah. Which there's a need for.
Right.
A college in New York is trying to evict a woman from a dormitory.
Okay, because she doesn't go to school there.
That's right. Yeah. Hunter College filed a lawsuit against Lisa Palmer. She's 32, saying she illegally is squatting in a student housing.
Oh, geez.
Lisa used to be a student at the school.
Yeah.
Okay. Dropped out.
Okay.
School says, no, this is really just for people who go to school here.
Right.
She's been living in the dorm illegally since 2016.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, according to the school, she owes $94,000 in residency fees.
Well, how does she owe money? She just shouldn't be there.
You're right. And I think that's probably where we'll get to is just the point, look, we're not going to charge you the
$94,000. Just get out.
Just go away and it'll be fine.
How hard is it to change a lock and just, like, kick her out?
But then, look, with social media in this day and time, they'll end up being vilified for doing that. So they probably decided we'll
let her stay.
Yeah, exactly.
She just wants to go on that victory lap for 3 or 4 or 18.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Isn't that what that's for?
Exactly.
I mean, I've done something and you need to help me get out of it.
Yeah.
That's what GoFundMe is all about.
Hey, real quick, going back to that mile time, because I just wanted it. It hasn't been broken since 1999.
Hey.
So 3:43 was set on July 7th, 1999 by a guy from Morocco. Well,
3:43 is dang fast.
It is.
It's going to be a while. I'm not saying it'll never be broken, but it's going to be a long time.
I just feel like with the way athletes have evolved and just with the training and everything, I'm just surprised it's held that long.
Well,
I know that that's crazy fast.
I don't remember what the record was before Bob Beamon did the long jump, but he beat it by like a foot or something.
Oh, wow.
Just an amazing amount.
Right.
And so every once in a while, there is that athletic endeavor that just people are out of their heads able to do something. So, all right, here we go. Five things you should stop doing in the shower right now.
Okay.
Five things.
Man, I don't know five things I even do in the shower.
First,
snot rocket.
Stop doing that. Blow your nose like a normal person.
No, it's way better just to do it in the shower.
Didn't know where we were going. All right. Taking super hot showers. Not only does that dry your skin out, but there's a lot of research also that taking a cold shower actually is beneficial. We had that last week.
But it feels so good.
It does, especially if you've got a sore muscle or something.
Yeah.
All right, number four, leaving your razor in the shower.
Oh, I think I've heard this.
Lots of nooks and crannies and stuff, perfect for bacteria to hide. Mm-hmm. So don't be doing that because then, of course, you're using it on your face.
Right.
Not a good thing.
Or your legs.
Right, exactly. Not replacing your loofah regularly.
Oh, the loofah.
The loofah.
I think it's what, every 3 months? Is that what it says?
I guess. I don't loofah. I'm not sure.
Loofah.
There you go. Number two, forgetting to wash your feet.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not enough to really just let the water run, okay? It's you need to scrub them.
Okay.
And number one, washing your face. Now, it's easier and it saves time to wash your face when you're already in the shower, but the water that you shower in is usually hotter than what you would use in the sink to wash your face.
Interesting.
Thus dries your skin out.
Okay.
There you go.
Interesting.
Just things.
Yeah,
to
I
help
do all of
out.
Those.
All right, there you go. So I
dang
see you,
it.
You said you didn't
I
think
know.
You could think of five things
I
in
know,
fact.
And change out your loofah for yeah. crying out loud.
I know. Yeah. They're like a dollar. Yeah. Ugh.
So how would you feel about taking a nap at work? Now, here it's different. I mean, we're moving. We don't have to stay in our little, you know, we don't have these little boxes that we have to stay in like a
right,
lot of people do.
Right.
People have their little cubicle farms. And
are you saying we don't
annoying.
Have to sit in a room
well,
all by ourselves? And
without a window.
Yeah.
Well,
without
but no,
a window.
You're right. We definitely get up and move around more okay. than I think most people do in their office jobs.
Canadian company CompuVision ordered a nap pod for the employees. The nap pod is $14,000.
I need one of those.
Companies like Google and Procter & Gamble have. Google can afford a nap pod for everybody who
yeah,
works.
True,
yeah,
true.
They make a lot of money. But
they
again,
have a lot of nap pods.
They could. And, you know, that's fine. And they may be trying to think of creating things here. I mean, yeah, we create things, but, you know, we're basically working with equipment we've been given.
That's the thing is, if I had a specific place to go nap, like a nap pod,
okay.
I would probably use it.
All right. Well, see, then we're cutting into productivity. That's
depending on what other, who else uses
it. It looks like those little personal shuttles or whatever, escape pods that
oh,
you
yeah.
can take off a spaceship.
Perfect. And then, you know, you'll have Mr. Downs, little, you know, mellifluous tones telling you have 1 minute left in your nap or you have to be back at work
one minute.
Minutes.
Yeah, one minute left in the nap pod.
Yeah. Or yours, Chelsea, would say, do you have your shoes on?
Right, not in my nap pod.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, exactly.
Gross.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Howdy, I'm Robert James Jr., but my friends call me Robbie. I'm a candidate for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2, and I want to remind you that early voting is Tuesday, February 20th through Friday, March 2nd. Primary Election Day is Tuesday, March 6th. The dedicated and hardworking citizens of Brazos County should demand the same from their elected officials. My experience as a master peace officer has given me a working knowledge of the county's court system, district and county attorney's offices, and the county jail, which will ensure that justice is carried out correctly, fairly, and in a timely manner. I am court security certified for your protection. My business background, including over 30 years in real estate, provides me with the education and experience to run the Justice of the Peace Office with honor, integrity, and efficiency. I'm dedicated to improving the Office of Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2, by being available 24/7. I encourage you and your friends to get out and vote. I would appreciate your vote for me, Robert Robbie James Jr., for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2.
Political advertisement paid for by the Elect Robbie James Campaign. Jane Armstrong, Ph.D., Treasurer.
Hey, good morning. 725 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, parents, here you go. New research says getting... I love this. The research says getting school-age kids to bed an hour earlier each night will improve their grades.
Okay, yeah.
Good luck.
Sure,
Yeah, fine. Researchers put a group of fourth and sixth graders through a series of tests designed to measure their brain function after three separate sleep scenarios.
Okay.
When the kids were allowed to sleep an extra hour, their scores improved on reaction, responsiveness, and memory recall. When an hour was subtracted from their sleep, then the reaction times suffered significantly. So get your kids to go to bed an hour earlier for better grades. Again, really good luck with that. Hope that works for you.
Well, yeah. What if they already go to bed earlier?
Well, maybe it'll.
What did y'all have a? Did y'all have a set bedtime whenever y'all were in school that you had to go,
Probably, like in a roundabout time.
Yeah, kind of like 9 o'clock.
And I'm sure it depended on what I had going on that night, like practices and stuff.
All right, here you go. Joke to tell your kids. What's the difference between a guitar and a fish? The difference between a guitar and a fish.
I don't know, Scott. What?
You can't tune a fish. Tuna fish. Here's our Brazos Valley. I know. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik. Feel the difference. Hey, high today is going to be 79 degrees. May get some showers. There's a 70% chance, actually, as we move through the day. And looks like maybe only a quarter of an inch, so hold on, a quarter to a half an inch, so not a lot. Then tonight down to 47 tomorrow, 71 will be our high with northeast winds, so that should be kind of pleasant. Chilly a little bit on Tuesday night, 41, and then Wednesday got some sunshine, and 60 will be our high, and sunshine for the balance of the week. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5, overcast skies. We've got 69 out there.
G'day there, I'm Nick Adams, I'm a Texan, I'm a Fox News commentator, and I love America. And this is a message about Paul Riga. He's running for re-election for the Brazos County Republican Party, and you need to vote for him. Keep the Brazos County Republican Party in conservative hands. Vote Paul Riga.
Howdy, I'm Paul Rieger. I work hard and fight for you every day to keep Brazos County and Texas strong and conservative. I humbly ask for your vote.
Re-elect my dad, Paul Rieger, Republican Party Chairman.
Political ad paid for by Paul Rieger. Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, there's a lawsuit in California San Mateo County Superior Court. It alleges that YouTube has set minority hiring quotas. The suit's filed by somebody named Arne Wilberg, a YouTube recruiter who also worked for YouTube's parent company, Google. Now, Wilberg claims that last spring, YouTube recruiters were instructed to only interview female, black, or Hispanic applicants. The suit also says the company told recruiters to purge the applications of anybody not fitting those categories. Wilberg, a white male, says he complained, and when he was ignored, he went to Google management. And shortly after that, they fired him. Google says this is rubbish, that they don't use identity to hire, just merit. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, 69% of Google's employees are men. White and Asian guys account for 91% of the Google staff, and the tech industry has had a big push to diversify. The journal also reports that people familiar with Google and YouTube hiring practices corroborate some of the lawsuit's allegations, including the hiring freeze on white and Asian guys and YouTube's use of racial quotas. The journal says the lawsuit threatens to ignite simmering controversy about Silicon Valley's politics and whether its predominantly liberal ideology is affecting how companies operate. What, that's controversial? Is there anybody anywhere who thinks liberal ideology has not infected and corrupted Silicon Valley?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This afternoon, the Bryan School Board will be discussing the possible purchase of land for a new campus.
Board President Mark McCall tells WTAW News this is a topic that's being brought forward from a district committee and administration. When asked if there are immediate plans to build a new school, McCall says, quoting, "At this time, for the best interest of the district, I cannot expand upon the posted agenda items." Board members are scheduled to talk behind closed doors, then possibly vote in open session to give the superintendent permission to negotiate the purchase. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station residents and business owners could be paying less for natural gas later this year. That's if the city council approves a new agreement with Atmos Energy, which is part of tonight's council agenda.
That goes directly back to the federal tax cut. That is money that belongs to the taxpayers of the United States. That is money that belongs to the folks that live in the city of College Station. And so we are happy to be able to pass on those savings because since our corporate tax rate is lowered, we're able to pass on those savings to the folks in the city.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says the proposal is also before the Madisonville and Centerville City Councils. According to background information given to the College Station City Council, the Atmos rate reductions should be in effect this month. The state's electric grid operators expect another record-breaking summer when it comes to power usage. ERCOT spokeswoman Leslie Sopko says it's no surprise since the state continues to add population.
We are projecting some tight conditions during peak demand periods, and that is primarily due to the anticipated high demand combined with some recent plant retirements.
Sopko says there could be requests for voluntary conservation this summer, but she does not expect rolling brownouts. In the Brazos Valley, the Gibbons Creek Power Plant, which is partially owned by the city of Bryan, ended full-time production last September. But the coal-fired plant in Grimes County is available to meet summertime power demands. Nearly 6,000 Brazos County voters participated in early voting for tomorrow's primary. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says there were more than 4,100 Republicans and almost 1,800 Democrats. That's almost 6% of Brazos County's 105,000 registered voters. For those voting tomorrow, there are two location changes. Those who have gone to the county administration building will vote at the new elections office, which is the old tax office, and those who have gone to Aldersgate United Methodist Church will be at A&M Church of Christ. WTAW's coverage for local primary results begins tomorrow night at 7. And in the state's 15 largest counties, the turnout has already set a record for a non-presidential primary by more than 70,000. A Fort Worth man is in the Brazos County Jail after his arrest by College Station police on multiple charges from three counties. According to a CSPD news release, a suspected drunk driver held an officer's arm while driving away from a traffic stop. The officer broke free and sustained minor injuries. Then the suspect's vehicle became stuck on a curb near Texas and George Bush, and the driver ran a short distance before being caught. 40-year-old Jonathan Williams was arrested on local charges of drunk driving with one prior conviction and evading arrest. Williams is also jailed on Washington County charges that includes drunk driving and in Harris County for drug charges and evading arrest. A 20-year-old Bryan man is in jail for the fifth time in 2 years. Alexavian Wilson was arrested by College Station police for setting fire to the home of the mother of his infant child and endangering his daughter by leaving her inside the home. This took place the afternoon of February 17th in a fourplex on Alpine Circle, which is off Anderson East of Lemon Tree Park. According to the arrest report, an argument between Wilson and the mother of the child over money resulted in Wilson turning on the kitchen stove and placing oven mitts on the burners. No injuries were reported. Bryan police arrested four men on drug charges following a search of a home on Broadmoor between North Avenue and Lazy Lane. According to arrest reports, 20-year-old Brian Park and 19-year-old Du Min of Bryan are accused of possessing more than 3 pounds of marijuana. They and two other Bryan men, 20-year-old Adrian Barron and 19-year-old Philip Zuzang, are accused of possessing small amounts of controlled substances. WTAW News has asked BPD for the street value of the drugs that were seized. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. With over 50 years of experience, Ingram Wallace & Company has knowledge of tax laws and legislation that allows them to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let them develop a strategy for you or your business. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find them online or call 776-2600.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M University, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, city boards, and is a hands-on active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. I ask you to vote Gabriel Garcia for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sefcik, Treasurer.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M Class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of cloudiness today. We may see a passing shower or thunderstorm during the day. Temperatures somewhere between 75 and 80 this afternoon. If we do see a shower or thunderstorm tonight, they'll end. Skies will start to clear after midnight. Lows 45 to 50. Sun tomorrow, not quite as warm. High 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear 40 to 45. It'll be sunny again on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie men's and women's basketball. The guys wrapped up the regular season on a high note against Bama on Saturday. Meanwhile, the ladies fell in the SEC quarterfinals of the SEC tournament to number 2 Mississippi State. We'll talk a little bit about both of those games, as well as Aggie baseball and softball. Both had really solid weekends in tournament play. The guys were on up in Frisco, taking part in the Frisco Classic. Meanwhile, the ladies were at home hosting the A&M Invite. We'll cover all that and more coming up in sports.
Okay, here we go, because it's the morning after the big event last night that none of the three of us watched.
Yeah. You didn't watch it either, Scott?
No, I got to bring in the expert.
Yeah, so we brought Kate in to come in this morning early to tell us about it. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Okay, so you stayed up and watched the whole thing?
I did. I watched the whole thing. I can't believe y'all didn't watch any of it.
I know. Isn't that frightening? It's just frightening. So now you said that you filled out a ballot.
I did.
Now, was it hope to win or think you'd win? Which
this
one is this?
This is the actual. So these are my guesses that I thought were actually going to win.
Okay.
My hopes didn't really
Yeah, Chelsea,
through.
You did the same thing, right? You filled out like 2 ballots?
Yeah. I think like 4. Yeah. There's like a,
It's like when you get to the, it's when you get to the basketball thing, everybody's got to fill one out. All right, so how'd you do?
So there were 24 awards given last night, and I got 20 of them correct.
Whoa.
Heck of a number.
Yeah, so.
So the ones that you got wrong, were you like shocked?
No, the ones that I got wrong were kind of a toss-up. It was kind of some obscure categories, like short film, live action. I didn't see any of those.
Yeah,
because we were hoping to all go as a group to see those. All right, so now, did you watch it with the sound down?
It was down. I mean, today's kind of a big day for me, so I was a little bit busy last night.
Okay.
But I made it for all of the awards, because they do a lot of stuff in between. There's a lot of gimmicks.
Okay.
It could have been an hour shorter, so whenever I would hear that they were doing an award, I would go into the living room.
Living a real life, and then when it was time for a, because at the end they gave away a jet ski or
they
something,
did,
right?
Yes. Oh yeah, for the shortest acceptance speech.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. All right, so and I've got the Razzies later on, by the way, for the other side of this thing. But all right, so this best movie, I was asking you off the air. I didn't know what's it called, Shape of Water. I didn't even know what that was until yesterday. Okay, so I read about it. So should that have won? And why?
To me, Shape of Water just had the perfect formula for a good movie. If you notice kind of in the categories, it was the most nominated film last night. So it had the script, the screenplay, the cinematography. It had a beautiful score, an awesome director. And kind of compared to the other 8 nominees in its category, it just kind of fit the formula of just a really good all-around movie.
Okay, so now, and then... So what else did you? What else were you surprised won? You weren't surprised that one won, right?
No. Well, I had it picked. A lot of people thought, kind of based on the award shows leading up to it, you can kind of tell. And 3 Billboards kind of was the front runner, but I picked Shape of Water just because I didn't want 3 Billboards to win.
Now I've
so
heard
I took
a
chance on that one.
I've heard a lot of people talk about that that movie. I haven't seen it yet. I just found out yesterday that was probably based on a situation in Vidor, Texas.
Wow.
Did not know that until I read a story in the Houston Chronicle.
It's a pretty timely movie, but almost in a negative way.
Yeah.
And it's worth a watch. It just wasn't one of my favorites this season.
Now, okay, I got to play you Frances McDormand's laughing, okay?
Oh, gosh.
This is strange, okay? She's laughing, and after she got, I guess, after she won.
Best actress.
So let me turn off my Oscar music, okay? So she's coming up to the stage, and this is what she sounds like.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, yeah. That's
she was on the giggle gas.
She really was. Yeah.
She gave a pretty good speech,
that's
though.
What I heard,
She did her kind of usual thank yous in the beginning, but then at the end, she asked all of the female nominees to stand up and be recognized. So not even the nominees in her category, but the nominees across the board during the night. And that was a pretty cool pretty cool thing for her to do.
I would agree. So so how long was the show? What time did it end?
It started at 7 and it was over about 10:35.
They
passed my bedtime.
One of the categories I was most excited about was original screenplay, and that went to Jordan Peele with Get Out.
That was kind of the
dark horse of the night, and I was so excited for that one to win.
He's a funny guy, and this is the first time he's ever done this, and he was a director. Had he won that would have been amazing, but the whole idea of coming up with an original idea is
and so you two can go from Comedy Central to the Oscars.
That was
a cool moment, and that was an example of kind of a movie that a lot of people have seen, and so sometimes I think people get a little frustrated because these movies are winning that they would never see or want
right.
to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to see the Academy recognize a movie that the entire country can more see or yeah. appreciate. Okay. A little bit more down to earth.
And I think Hollywood's starting to understand that's what they're going to have to do. Because mm-hmm. there's a whole lot of other ways to see these products.
I saw a lot of people on Twitter last night excited for Jordan Peele and his win. Because Get Out doesn't really fit the box of a certain genre. But there are some comedic elements to it. And for a long time, the Academy just hasn't recognized comedies.
Sure. Any other thoughts?
If you haven't seen any of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture, I really recommend you see them. There were some great movies this year. I know you might sound surprised, but I usually don't get this excited.
Okay. Well, we have no idea, but yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I was just really, really happy with the movies over the past year or so, and there's some great ones out there.
Well,
so
Gary Oldman won for a serious movie, mm-hmm. which is a good thing, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes.
Dunkirk didn't and get he, any... Go ahead.
Dunkirk won a couple of sound awards, which if you've seen that movie, you would understand why. It's a lot of noise.
We'll go back to Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Oh, Gary Oldman, sorry. No, he carried that movie, and without him, Darkest Hour just would not have been the same. So he 100% deserved that award.
And he's played weird a lot, so to play a...
He's played weird a lot.
He plays weird a lot.
If you are a Winston Churchill fan, you will love that movie.
Okay, good. Anything else?
Yeah. Lady Bird. If you haven't seen Lady Bird, see Lady Bird. Grab your mom, grab your sister, grab some family members and watch it.
Chelsea, you listening?
Yep, I've got it. It's on my to-do list.
Okay.
It was kind of the swan of this awards season, and it was fantastic. I really, really, really recommend the movie.
Okay, all right. Very
she
good.
Sold me.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Well, apparently it's good. All right. Well, good. Listen, thanks for doing this.
Yeah,
no,
thanks, Kate.
This is so much fun.
And so now you've got a new gig that you're going to, right?
I do.
Okay, and that starts today?
Yeah, it starts in about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's why she had to come in at 7:30
to
do that.
But I had to come talk about the Oscars.
That's it. All right, we'll make plans. Oh. We'll have you intermittently on to talk to us about movies.
Our movie correspondent.
Yeah, our movie correspondent, exactly.
Go.
All right, thanks, Kate. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Howdy. This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to encourage everyone to become fully involved in the electoral process by encouraging others to register and vote. Let us not forget that in this great country, our government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. It cannot survive as a democratic republic unless the people participate. Exercise your constitutional responsibility to vote and encourage others to do the same.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696 64444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Mom, do you have to remind your daughter again and again to do her homework or her chores? Do you wonder if your prodding accomplishes anything? Well, according to a recent report, a little fussiness on your part may lead to big success for your daughter's future. For almost a decade, researchers studied 15,000 girls from age 14 to their mid-20s. They wanted to know how a girl's upbringing influenced her as an adult. They found that daughters with stricter parents were more likely to attend college and get higher-paying jobs. The girls were also less likely to become pregnant before marriage. The opposite is equally true. Disengaged moms translated into daughters with poorer grades, less ambition after school, lower wages, and higher unemployment. Mom, that study is just one stone in a mountain of evidence that confirms the powerful impact that you have on your daughter. She's much more likely to mature into a strong, confident woman if you're involved in her life. So encourage her, motivate her, and pass along important values. Not only will she develop greater earning potential, she'll learn there's a lot more to success than making money, like a strong marriage and mature kids of her own. Teach your daughter to be wealthy, not just financially, but spiritually and relationally too. That is true success. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business?
Why not Agile Business, Nimble Business, Dance Circles Around the Big Bulky Behemoths Business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Tegeler with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball wrapped up its regular season on a high note Saturday, downing Alabama 68-66 at Reed Arena. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Thankful to win an ugly game. I thought both teams fought hard and struggled scoring, and it was just a wild game, and I'm just very thankful that we came out on the win. But I thought we competed at a good level and had got some loose balls. J.J. Chandler, Admon, as well as some other guys made some tough plays for us to figure out a way to get a win.
It marked the 20th victory of the season for the Aggs, who will head to St. Louis this week to participate in the SEC tournament. Speaking of the SEC tourney, the number 15 Aggie women saw their great run come to an end on Saturday, following the second-ranked Mississippi State 70-55. Next up is the NCAA tournament. Teams will be announced next Monday. Now to get Coach Gary Blair's take on the weekend, as well as Coach Kennedy's, tune into the coaches' radio shows tonight from 6 to 8, right here on WTAW. On the diamond, a solid weekend for both Aggie baseball and softball. The 11th-ranked guys finished 2-1 in the Frisco Classic, capping things off with a 9-5 victory over Cal yesterday. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, just very proud of our team for bouncing back after Friday's tough loss to Louisiana Tech and a hard-fought win last night. Quick turnaround, and you know, you're as good as your next day's starting pitcher, and none better than today with Mitchell Kilcaney. He was fabulous and got us through seven innings and battled and allowed us to take the lead offensively. We were by far and away the best we've been all weekend. Did a really good job against their soft lefty, and you know, we're able to score some runs late to extend the lead and put it away. But all in all, very proud of our team for 4-1 week.
Three Aggies were named to the all-tournament team: second baseman Michael Hellman, shortstop Braden Shoemake, and outfielder Will Frizzell. Now the Maroon and White improved to 11-1 on the season. Meanwhile, sixth ranked Aggie softball is 18-3 on the year, following a 4-1 showing at the A&M Invite. The Aggs wrapped things up yesterday with a 10-1 win over Louisiana Tech. Second baseman Caitlin Aldrink led the way at the plate, going 2-for-3 with 5 RBI. The number 7 Texas A&M men's tennis team swept Arkansas yesterday afternoon 7-0 in Fayetteville. The Aggies claimed their second straight 7-0 win on the road after defeating Ole Miss on Friday and the Razorbacks on Sunday. 9 Texas A&M divers will be seeking to earn entry to their respective 2018 NCAA Swimming and Diving Championships at the Zone D Diving Championships this week up in Minnesota. Things are underway today and will go through Wednesday. Drew Holiday scored 30 points, and Anthony Davis added 23 points and 13 rebounds as the New Orleans Pelicans downed the Dallas Mavericks yesterday 126-109. Mavs head man Rick Carlisle said afterwards that he's not into moral victories.
Well, look, I don't want to be gushing too many positives after getting beat by 20. That's just kind of not my thing. You know, and look, we got 18 games left. and we got to get some things accomplished.
Dirk Nowitzki scored a season-high 23 points for Dallas, which has now dropped 8 of its last 10. The San Antonio Spurs will be back in action tonight as they welcome the Memphis Grizzlies to town at 7:30. Meanwhile, the Dallas Stars play host to the Ottawa Senators at 7:30 as well. Phil Mickelson has ended the longest victory drought of his professional golfing career by outlasting Justin Thomas in a one-hole playoff of the Mexico Championship. Mickelson fired a 5-under 66 for a 16-under total, one ahead of Rafa Cabrera-Bello and Tyrell Hatton. Mickelson's previous win was the 2013 British Open, a stretch of 101 starts worldwide. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 Ford Fusion for only $209 a month. You're talking about a car that's going to get great gas mileage, also looks really clean, kind of a businessman special or businesswoman special, something that you wouldn't mind taking your clients or your loved ones around. It's a Ford Fusion, only $209 a month at Team Ford of Navasota. You head south on Highway 6, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
My name is Daniel Hernandez. I've been practicing law over 30 years in Brazos County and across the state, and I'm very familiar with the services of the district clerk's office. I invite all members of the community to vote for business leader Gabriel Garcia for the position of Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel's successful experience in managing highly trained employees and his integrity will ensure greater performance that will bring value-added outcomes to the county. Join me in voting for Gabriel Garcia, a conservative Republican.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainy campaign.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. At this point, do you consider basically anyone younger than you a millennial? Like, you know, babies born today. But
oh, okay.
Apparently, but the Pew Research Center has enough authority that their opinion matters on stuff like this, and they have announced the official definition of a millennial.
All right.
Anybody born between the years of 1981 and 1996.
Oh, wow.
That's me.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
y'all are right in the middle. So there you go. Anybody from 22 to 37 is a millennial. So that means that millennials were between 5 and 20 on, for instance, 9/11. Ages 12 to 27 when Obama was elected. Ages 7 to 22 when Sammy Hagar left Van Halen. Yeah, the things that really matter.
Yeah.
The silent generation was born 1928 to 1945. The silent generation.
Why were they silent?
That I don't know. Well, I guess we can look that
up. Interesting, okay.
The boomers, 1946 to 1964. The Gen Xers, 1965 to 1980. The millennials, as we said, 81 to 96. And anyone born after 1996, there's no official name for you yet.
Oh, okay.
So We'll see how that works out. Caller!
So most college students aren't millennials?
Well, I guess that's what they're telling us. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
That's interesting.
Most college students were born after 1996.
But just remember. Oh. Yeah, okay. What can I say? Oh. Just remember, millennials are people who we need to blame everything on.
People,
right?
Too. They're people, too.
Are they? Okay. Oh, by the way, the most expensive year of your life. We'll have that in the next half hour, right, along with those peeps. It's 69 right now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.